This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Here we go, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Auto World. We've got a great hour lined up for you and a great show as well. Coming up in this hour of the broadcast, we'll be joined by esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein. We're talking about the news making headlines in the world of automobiles. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, he's the CEO of The Lube Page, and he is a gentleman with more than 25 years experience as an oil lubrication specialist. So synthetic oil versus conventional oil, or any oil questions of any type, we'll be able to field them in hour number two. At our regular number, which is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Coming up in hour number three of the broadcast, heard again on many of these Auto World stations and heard around the world at GCNLive.com, will be the founder and chairman of the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance, Bill Warner, along with one of his judges for the Concours event, who is also an esteemed broadcaster, journalist, and author, Matt Stone, will be joining us along with Bill in the latter hour of the program. Again, telephone-wise, if you'd like to get a hold of us, we'd love to hear from you, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@boblongradio.com, or bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the great state of Michigan and bring forth one of our regular contributors. He's an esteemed automotive journalist, contributing to many newspapers and publications worldwide, and he's also the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. It's my pleasure to welcome back Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome, and thank you very much for your time.
It's good to be with you, Bob.
Well, why don't we begin by talking about a Subaru story. We've been talking a lot about the success of Subaru month after month. We've been mentioning that quite a bit, but this time around, they've got some bad news. They've got a recall, and it's not a small recall. It's even bigger than the Takata airbag recall.
Yeah, if I remember the numbers, it's something like 500,000 vehicles recalled. It is, especially for a brand of their size, a pretty significant recall. But, Bob, it's been interesting. If you look out there, what we have seen over the last few years is one year after another of record recalls. And one of the reasons you mentioned a moment ago, which is the Takata airbag problem. For those who are not familiar with this, that was a Japanese supplier that, shall we say, fudged things a little bit. They got in so much trouble, they actually went bankrupt. They were providing a defective airbag inflator. That's a little explosive device that fills an airbag in the event of an accident. And unfortunately, in their case, it was a chemical that over time gets worse. It ages and it becomes unreliable to the point where when it goes off, it can send shrapnel into the vehicle. And Bob, if you don't mind, I'm going to do a little public service here right now.
Sure. Absolutely.
For those who are listening, please do check, and you can go on to the website of any manufacturer. If you have a car from Ford or from Subaru or whatever, go on to the site. They have, all manufacturers now, have a page you can get from their website, which will tell you whether or not your vehicle needs a repair, a recall. And the reality is, even seemingly minor problems can lead to a fatal crash. You put yourself at risk and you put your family at risk. I would recommend that everybody take a couple minutes. It doesn't take long. You just need your vehicle identification number, which is on your registration. It's on the vehicle up in the dashboard. And plug your numbers in. Go and check to see if you need a recall. And normally safety recalls are free, even if that vehicle's 15 years old. The reality is the manufacturer will pay for it.
That's great. And certainly a public service for all of our listeners, because it is true, lots of people do not check, and lots of people sometimes will buy a used vehicle and not even think about looking into whether or not that recall that happened a number of years ago was done on the car that they just picked up as a new car, as a pre-owned vehicle. So very important to look out for those recalls.
Exactly, Bob. You're familiar with Carfax. I think many people are, because they advertise quite a bit. You can go onto their site as well, and you can pay to find out whether there is a recall. But the fact is, you can also go online to the manufacturer site, and you can also go to the DOT.gov site. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration also reports on recalls. And you're absolutely right. There's somewhere in the neighborhood of more than 50 million vehicles on the road. That means one out of every 4 to 5 vehicles on the road right now has an unrepaired recall. And in some cases, those recalls are dangerous enough that it can, in an accident, can kill you. And in fact, it can cause an accident that could kill you or your family. And let's get blunt. Let's not soften the, beat around this. The reality is, you need to check, because your car could have a deadly recall that needs to be fixed.
Absolutely. Very well said, Paul. And speaking of some unfortunate news, we're seeing pedestrian deaths climbing. And matter of fact, you just wrote a story about, we just hit a 28-year high. What's going on?
It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, you're absolutely right. Boy, I don't mean to make this the downer portion of the show, but that's absolutely true. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I don't have the computer open where I am right now. But if I recall, the numbers have risen somewhere about 46%, the number of pedestrian fatalities over the over relatively recent times. They are at a number that we haven't seen in almost 3 decades after having taken a tumble. And everybody's trying to figure out exactly first what's causing it and then what to do to prevent it. Well, some of the problems are old. We see towns and cities that don't do a very good job of designing pedestrian crosswalks and highways and the like, and people can wind up being hurt or killed simply trying to cross the light at a stop sign, because drivers may not even see them, or they may cross at the wrong place. Another problem is the rise in distraction. And by the way, it's not just distracted driving. It's compounded by the fact that many people are getting hurt because they're distracted pedestrians. How many times, I wonder if I ask people out there to raise their hands, how many times people have wound up coming up to an intersection and they're texting or emailing or even using one of their navigation apps, and they wind up walking right across the highway into traffic because they haven't paid attention. And then you have another factor, is the rise of the SUV. What they've come to realize is that when a pedestrian is hit by an SUV, it's likely to be more serious than if they're hit by a traditional sedan or coupe, in part because utes have taller noses and they're blunt. And so you don't just roll atop the vehicle, but you just get smacked down. And by the way, I'll put a personal note on this. I don't know if I told you, Bob, but I was run over.
About
15 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah, I was hit down in Nashville by a young man who didn't bother to look when he made a turn. I was walking on the green, and he turned without looking. He was actually looking at a bar that he wanted to go to that night. And I was lucky, because I did roll off the top of the vehicle.
I remember it well, and thank God you're okay. We'll take a quick time out and then more with Paul Eisenstein here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Live on great radio stations from coast to coast around the world at GCNlive.com. Esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and regular contributor to the show, Paul Eisenstein, joins us live just outside of Detroit, Michigan. And we're talking about stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. right at this moment, as well as over the past week or so. And certainly Tesla has been in the news, Paul, as this company makes a rather bold move in announcing they're only going to be selling vehicles online. They're going to actually close their physical dealerships, which without question is a bit of a puzzler and should cause a little bit of confusion, I would think.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more to come out about this. I'm still, to be honest with you, trying to figure out exactly what they mean. Are they going to truly close all of their stores, or are they only selling the $35,000, in other words, the base version of the Model 3 online, and still using stores to sell the Models S and X and the more expensive versions of the Model 3? I've been trying to get clarification on that, so hopefully we can follow up on that at another date, Bob. But whatever the case, moving online is going to be a very, very interesting move. You know, Tesla has broken with the policies that every other automaker has had. There are strict franchise laws around the country that restrict the ability of manufacturers to sell things through their own stores. Tesla has said no, they're only going to sell at factory-owned stores, even if that means they're going to stay out of some states. Michigan, for example, my home state, they are not selling cars here directly. They found a way around it a bit, but they really haven't been able to sell here. And whether or not they're going to get away with selling online is a question mark, because in some states, they just simply can't do that. So will they actually wind up writing off some markets? So it's just, I guess you could say it's the latest in a series, an endless series of controversies involving Tesla. And I'm not sure, Bob, did you pick up the latest news about Tesla? Or I should say about Elon Musk and the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Well, that's true, too. I know that they're still investigating that stock market buyout that he announced a while back and then recanted it. That is an ongoing story. Tell us more, Paul.
Yeah, well, actually, it gets a little bit worse. For those who don't remember, back in, in August of last year, Elon Musk, the CEO, one of the founders of Tesla, announced by tweet that he was going to have the company go private, supposedly with Saudi Arabian money as a prime source, and he set the number at $420 a share. Yeah, that number rang a bell for a lot of folks. In fact, slang for weed, marijuana. And it turned out later on that it was, in fact, a bit of a joke, an inside joke between Musk and his then-girlfriend, and that there was no actual plan to go private and get the money. It's still unclear whether he ever really intended to do that or he did it just to shake up the stock market. Whatever the case, it cost him dearly. The $40 million or so he spent, that wasn't all that much. I mean, it's basically, for a man as rich as Musk, an equivalent of a parking ticket. But he was forced out as chairman. They had to replace him with an Australian telecom executive, of all things. Well, now he seems to be violating, at least the SEC is accusing him of violating some other terms of the settlement, which required him to clear any tweet he put out there that would affect their stock with Tesla and its lawyers. Unfortunately, he's just gone on and said he didn't care, and he's been putting out other tweets, and they just began an action that could force Elon Musk out of Tesla altogether as an executive. It could wind up being a very, very serious situation, and we're just going to be watching that over the next few weeks to see whether he can, you know, come out on top of this, or whether this may be the end of his career as an executive at a public company.
Wow, we're going to have to watch that one. That's a big story, and lots of folks are interested in the moves that he makes, and lots of folks are interested in these vehicles, even though, like you said, they don't have the national dealer footprint that other manufacturers take for granted. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein. We're talking about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And, of course, we've got some new product announcements before the Geneva Motor Show, including Jaguar, who has freshened up the XE, a vehicle that I had the pleasure of driving a couple of times in diesel form, but really hasn't done that well. I'm just basing that on seeing vehicles on the road. This is not a vehicle that you see very often on the road, Paul. And how is it done globally? And, of course, the F-Pace and the electric variant of the F-Pace, the I-Pace, both are doing quite well, and you do see them on the road, but you don't see many of these XEs.
No, you really don't. In fact, I will have a story up on our website tomorrow, as well as a Q&A for one of my outlets, CNBC, coming up this week, with Joe Eberhardt, who you may recall, Bob.
I think
you had him on the show. He is, of course, the CEO of Jaguar Land Rover North America. I was stunned when we sat down just recently, and Joe mentioned that right now 70% of the Jaguar brand sales, I'm not talking about Land Rover, of course, I'm just talking Jaguar, 70% of their sales are utility vehicles, and that means the F-Pace and the E-Pace, the I-Pace, their little battery electric SUV, really is generating no sales of any substance right now. No surprise, it's new, and that market is still growing. But can you imagine that? Jaguar, a company that didn't even like to sell station wagons, suddenly gets into the SUV market, and they now account for 70% of their North American sales.
Isn't that remarkable? Like you say, there was such a reluctance to get into the crossover SUV market, and not only because of the reasons that you've cited, but also because of the close relationship with their sister brand, Land Rover, Range Rover, and some dealers tend to be both Jag and Land Rover, Range Rover dealers, so they were worrying about some cannibalization of sales from the Land Rover, Range Rover side if Jag went into it, but they did and have done quite well. That's an interesting story, and I can't wait to read your upcoming report for CNBC.
Yeah, it's going to be, well, there'll be a version on our site, and then we'll do something with CNBC, a longer Q&A with Joe Eberhardt. So you'll have to catch both those articles to get a full story. Meanwhile, it is quite intriguing to see them walk a tightrope, because you're right, they don't want to cannibalize the Land Rover side, which is, of course, all SUVs. And Land Rover is, in fact, expanding. We're going to be seeing the return of the Defender not all that long from now.
Hold that thought, Paul.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Ripley, the SpaceX sensor-containing dummy aboard the Dragon spacecraft, has arrived and docked to the International Space Station. He was greeted by crew member Anne McLean.
On behalf of Ripley, Little Earth, myself, and our crew, Welcome to the Crew Dragon. Congratulations to all of the teams who made yesterday's launch and today's docking a success.
This is now seen as the beginning of returning to manned flights from the United States to space. National Security Advisor John Bolton says that Venezuela and Cuba are good examples of why socialism doesn't work.
Especially on the political left in the hemisphere and around the world, now understand that the failed experiment of Hugo Chavez and Nicolas Maduro needs to end. So I'd like to see as broad a coalition as we can put together to replace Maduro, to replace the whole corrupt regime. That's what we're trying to do.
Bolton made his comments on CNN's State of the Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Jay Leno, you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there?
Thank you so much for joining us today here on Auto World. Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, contributor to many publications and websites worldwide, contributor to NPR Radio, and a regular contributor here on Auto World is with us. And we're talking about Jag launching a rebooted model of their XE, and also about the number of sport utility vehicles that Jaguar is selling. And we were talking before that hard network break that Paul was talking about the cannibalization of sales from the Jaguar sisters brand Land Rover, Range Rover. And you're absolutely right, Paul. This is a fine line that they're walking, a tightrope, and we've got some new product from Range Rover, Land Rover around the bend, including a new Discovery.
Yep, a new Discovery. We have a Defender coming. I will be taking a trip over to Europe in just a few weeks. I'm going to have the chance to go test drive the second generation, all new version of the Evoque, which you may recall, Bob,
sure,
the best-selling product from Land Rover ever. So I'm going to be quite fascinated to see what they have in store when they bring out this all new version of the Evoque. Now, you know, if I can, I'd love to get back to Geneva for a minute.
Sure.
Going to be fascinated watching all the stuff that comes out there. Mercedes has something like 6 or 7 different vehicles. BMW has quite a bit. And we're going to see a lot of electrified vehicles. We're going to see a new BMW concept. We're going to see a new Mercedes concept. I believe VW has an electrified concept coming. But two of the most interesting models to be coming out in Geneva are niche specialty vehicles that are also all electric, and I'm not sure if you've followed up on them, but they both bring back names that have not been on the market for years, in some cases decades. You may recall, Bob, a brand named Hispano Suiza.
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of those great brands that you see when you go to places like the Pebble Beach Concours. And it's interesting because I know Jay Leno, who did an intro for your show just a few minutes ago, is a big fan. He has an old, I believe it's a 16-cylinder Hispano Suiza, if my memory serves, that he likes to drive around L.A. I've seen it at his garage. I'm sure you have as well. And would you believe it or not, they are coming back, and they're going to be showing an all-electric hypercar called the Carmen at the Geneva show.
That's so
and
cool.
And there's another. Sorry, Bob, I didn't mean to step on you.
Yeah, and there's another great announcement you can tell us about. I got a inside peek of this because Larry Dominique, the company's president and CEO, is a friend of mine. I've known him since his Nissan days, and of course he also worked at True Car, but I was honestly shocked to hear that he is now heading up the return of this very famous French brand to both the U.S. and Canada.
Yeah, but before we get to that, I want to tell you about one more brand coming to Geneva.
All right.
This will be the return of the Lagonda. Yeah, we should talk about Peugeot. But, yeah, Aston Martin has owned another brand called Lagonda. It was once an independent brand. They took over many decades ago. And they haven't produced anything with the Lagonda name in, what, 40 years or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's been a long time. So one of your listeners, I'm sure, is going to immediately run over to Wikipedia or one of their reference guides and tell me exactly when the last Lagonda hit. But it has been a long time. And Aston is now getting ready to bring back the Lagonda name. But what's interesting is it is going to be an all-electric brand.
Interesting.
All future Lagondas will be all-electric, battery-electric vehicles, meaning no hybrids or plug-ins, but pure electric. And we're going to see the first, which will be a sport utility-type electric vehicle. This will be officially a concept. But the reality is it's very close to the production model that we'll be seeing roll into Aston Martin stores with the Lagonda badge in just a little over a year.
That's amazing, and it's great to hear the return of those two names, and also great to hear about the return of Peugeot, the French brand, which has been gone from the U.S. For I don't know how many decades, Paul, at least probably since the 1970s.
No, it's actually a little bit later. They pulled out, if memory serves, in the, what was that, the early 90s, Bob. You may recall there was a wave of vehicles that pulled out back then. That included Fiat, which you know was out of the U.S. market for nearly a quarter century, and Sterling, which was, of course, really just a U.S. version of Rover. We saw the Renault people pull out of the United States and a few others. Now, Peugeot, or I should say their parent, PSA, which is Paris-based, had been hinting for a long time that they were going to come back to the United States. And interestingly enough, they have already returned in an unusual form. They are operating some mobility services, including some car-sharing operations, one of them operating out of Washington, D.C. But they were not clear which brand they were going to bring back once they start selling actual product. Was it going to be Peugeot? Was it going to be Citroën? Was it going to be the really upscale brand known as DS? Or, here's the interesting thing, might they have brought back Opel, which was, of course, the brand that they bought from General Motors about 2 years ago. They were even considering launching Opel here in the United States, and Opel hasn't been here since the 90s either. As it turns out, they're going to bring back the Peugeot brand.
Isn't that interesting? So lots of old brands coming back to the U.S. We'll have to continue to monitor this. And certainly when you think back of that Lagonda sedan that was manufactured, the last one that was sold here in the U.S., that was quite a technologically advanced and futuristically advanced styling exercise. It was quite a vehicle, and to hear that they're coming back with all electric variants, I can't wait to read and see more about that. Another interesting alliance has been announced recently, and it's all about autonomous driving, and it's between both BMW and Daimler, which lots of folks wouldn't suspect or expect to see those two companies getting together.
Yeah, that's sort of, for those old enough to remember the old phrase Gimbals and Macy's, that's two arch-rivals who are teaming up. What's interesting, Bob, is that they have announced two very different sets of joint ventures in just a little over a week. The first one, which was a follow-up on a plan that they had announced a year ago, is focused on mobility services. So you're seeing that the folks from BMW and Daimler, really Mercedes, will be cooperating on things like car sharing and ride sharing. They're even going to be doing some services where you'll be able to consolidate your trip. So let's say you want to pick up a ride share vehicle, schedule something to get you to the train station, to take you into town to go to work, and then line up a bicycle or a subway to get to your office. Well, you'll be able to use a single app that they've put together in many cities to be able to go through all these intermodal forms of transportation. But the second announcement that they had, which was earlier this week, will see them pool their technologies and spend a lot of money on the development of autonomous or self-driving vehicles, and that technology will eventually be used in the ride sharing and car sharing services that BMW and Daimler are putting together.
Very interesting stuff, and more with Paul Eisenstein after we take a quick time out for some important messages. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the
esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein, joins us live as we're talking about the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And, Paul, before we go any further, let's remind folks about all the wonderful newsletters that you produce and RSS feeds and all the other goodies that are available for folks.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Well, of course, you can go to the site itself, thedetroitbureau.com, and you'll find news, reviews, features, spy shots, everything you want to know about the automobile business, people, how to buy and sell your cars, and so on. It is free, of course, and we have a lot of other ways that you can stay in touch, and that is our newsletter service. We put out, if you'd like, a news alert every time we put up a new story, or you can get a daily alert, a weekly alert, or a monthly alert. We also have RSS feeds, and, of course, we have to have this, a Twitter feed. And like the site itself, everything is absolutely free.
Perfect. We've seen a flurry of activity on the part of certain manufacturers like Ford cutting some jobs in China, and of course General Motors closing down some plants, at least temporarily. But on the other side of the equation, the folks at Jeep, Mike Manley, the new FCA number one guy here in North America, has announced a new Jeep plant which is going to add about 6,500 jobs.
Well, yeah, actually, first of all, Michael Manley was the former head of the Jeep and the Ram brands, and he is now CEO of Fiat Chrysler globally. So when he makes a move, it affects everything that they do. And the big news is something he had hinted at when we sat down with him. A small group of us had a chance to sit down with Mike at the Detroit Auto Show. How long ago that seems. Barely, not even 2 months, right? 6 weeks ago.
Right.
He indicated at the time that they would have an announcement about a new factory, and they have delivered on that. They are going to take an old engine plant in the city of Detroit. They're converting that to build two new Jeep models, one of which will be a three-row version of the Jeep Grand Cherokee. There will be another three-row version that they are not identifying yet. And that will be adding, as you said, about 6,500 jobs, but there will be several thousand more jobs created at some of the other plants. In fact, they are struggling to keep up with demand for all the various Jeep and Ram pickup products. So you're going to be seeing a lot of expansion from FCA in the very near future. And this is pretty good news, because while you're seeing cutbacks by the other two domestic manufacturers, and even some cuts here and there by some of the foreign-owned brands, you're going to be seeing an expansion by the smallest of the Detroit makers, by FCA. On top of that, Bob, there's some other interesting news. Mr. Manley also revealed the plan to have four new plug-in hybrid electric vehicles based on Jeep products. So we're going to see four new PHEVs from Jeep over the next couple of years. And he hinted that they are studying very closely and trying to decide whether or not it will make sense to add some all-electric Jeeps and Rams in the not-too-distant future. My sense is they probably will.
That's a very interesting announcement from Mike Manley, the head of FCA here in North America, and we're just going to have to wait and see how it all shakes down. Speaking of announcements, Porsche has announced that they're going to electrify their next-generation Macan, one of their crossover sport utility vehicles, and this will be, I believe, the third all-electric model offered by the Porsche brand.
Yeah, this is what's, I think, surprising everybody out there, is just how quickly the auto industry is moving to electrify. And when I say electrification, that's a broad term. That doesn't mean an all-electric vehicle. When you say electrification, it doesn't mean a battery car like a Tesla. It can mean anything from a mild hybrid to a conventional. The best example being the, of course, the Toyota Prius. It can be a plug-in hybrid like the Chevrolet Volt, which is just going out of production, or it can be an all-electric like, say, the Tesla Model 3. Well, Porsche has already had both regular conventional hybrids and plug-in hybrids, and some of them are quite astounding, like the plug-in version of the Panamera, their four-door model. It's quite an amazing vehicle. I've had the chance to drive that at speeds up to about 185 miles an hour, and it is just a wonderful powertrain. But you may recall that they introduced just last year the vehicle called the Taycan. T-A-Y-C-A-N is how they spell it, and it is, yeah, you might think of it sort of as an all-electric 911. They are going to follow it with the Taycan GT, I believe is the name, but I'm sorry, it's the end of a long week, so it is a GT, and it will be an SUV based on the Taycan, and now they're going to be adding an all-electric version of their best-selling product, which is their compact SUV called the Macan.
Isn't that amazing when we see the best-selling product from both Jag and Porsche being crossovers? That's something that decades ago would have never been imagined, Paul, but it's the direction in which the consumers have shifted.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I unfortunately cannot talk about the driving experience. You know, we get, as you've been on many of these, we get invited out to do some drives, but we do agree to an embargo date, and it'll still be a couple of weeks away. But I did have the chance last week to put on almost 500 miles driving the BMW X7. Which is their new flagship SUV. You could think of it as basically the utility vehicle counterpart to the 7 Series. And my sense, and a little bit supported by some of what the folks at BMW have suggested, we're likely to see that outsell the 7 Series, at least here in the United States. Now, some other markets, maybe not. The sedan will probably remain the best seller in that segment for BMW in China. But the reality is in the United States, all those old flagship sedans are now being replaced by SUVs. You're going to see more of these from Audi, from Lexus. In fact, I expect that we'll see very soon an SUV alternative to the Lexus LS.
Interesting. And you can check out all the news at thedetroitbureau.com because Paul will have it as soon as it's available for public knowledge. And certainly Americans seem to be seeing electrification as the future. They're seeing it. I know there was one story you had up about Americans seeing electric vehicles as the future, even more impactful than recycling. That's quite a statement.
Yeah, it's been rather interesting to watch the public attitude begin to shift. For all the craziness that we get out of Elon Musk from Tesla, the reality is he has become the face of the battery electric vehicle. And Tesla overwhelmingly dominates the market now, but they're going to have increasingly stiff competition. You just saw, of course, the launch of the new Nissan Leaf Plus. The Leaf has been the best-selling electric vehicle in the industry, but as of last year, it got pushed aside in terms of annual sales by the Tesla Model 3. Well, Nissan wants to strike back. They've just finally come up with a version of the Leaf called the Plus. It's over 200 miles, and we've mentioned so many of the other electric vehicles coming. Cadillac has an all-electric vehicle coming. We're going to see a high-performance electric vehicle coming from Ford in the not-too-distant future. VW is looking at 50-plus battery electric vehicles by 2025, and it's really hard to find anybody in the auto industry that is not pushing into all-electric, never mind plug-ins and standard hybrids. Even the most obscure brands. Like I said, Hispano Suiza is coming back with an all-electric version. So you're going to be seeing a lot, and the question is, will Americans and buyers abroad actually start to buy these vehicles in large numbers?
That's the big question. They get a lot of publicity, but as of now, it really is only a drop in the bucket compared to the amount of F-150s and other vehicles that are sold every given year. Paul, the time just flies every time you're with us, and we look forward to getting you back with us again real soon.
It's been good to be with you, Bob.
Thank you, Paul. There's Paul Eisenstein, publisher of TheDetroitBureau.com. Check it out. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.